following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. It is Andy Dorf on Sports. Jeff Rich, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so much going on in the sports world, as we all know. A lot of college football on Saturday, a lot of baseball, a lot of NFL to talk about with Sunday's games, and just in general, just tons of things to talk about, Jeff. And ultimately, I don't know why, but politics and sports always seem to get mixed in with each other. And the president lately came out and said some crazy stuff. And now we're feeling the ramifications of it all throughout the sports world, my friend. How you doing this morning, brother?
I'm doing well. The president said some crazy and insane things. There is no question about it. We had some Pac-12 after dark, and we got some AFC before sunrise. It's quite the weekend in the world of sports. Big trade in the NBA, depending on how you look at it. And I think that Major League Baseball has a very exciting finish on its hands, despite the fact that a lot of the division races are already locked up, and it's just a matter of home field advantage at this point.
Very true, man. A lot of things happening in the sports world, as we all know. So much to talk about, not enough time to do it, but we want thoughts, we want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. And like I said, hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, @DorfOnline. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We're just getting warmed up. We're just getting loosed. So much to talk about. Like I said, get on board with us. We want thoughts. We want opinions.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, getting you through on a Sunday morning like we always do. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. We're always live, and we want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, @DorfOnline, and then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so much happening in the sports world, like we know, and Jeff touched on a few things that I didn't touch on, which is great because, yes, there was a trade in the NBA, Carmelo Anthony, now in Oklahoma City Thunder, and I think that in general, when I just want to have a quick thought on this, and we'll get into this a lot later, Jeff, because I do want to address the president and the tweets to Steph Curry and just in general what's going on about that whole situation. Initial thoughts are, wow, Oklahoma City Thunder's general manager has done all kinds of things and people got to be saying, wow, and pat him on the back. So ultimately, I think it's an interesting trade. We'll see how it shakes out. And we will get into it a lot more during the program. But I think it's important to talk about politics and sports when they intertwine, like they are with President Trump and some of these other athletes that are going on. Look, it's not okay to go after anybody, and it's really not okay to go out there and go after the NFL, because what he did now is he's going to bring all the athletes in the world together, man. I don't know how you see this all going down, but I see this in a way where Trump will definitely take a hit because people love sports. People love athletes. And ultimately, there's a lot of little kids that look up to Steph Curry, a lot of little kids that look up to LeBron James, and a lot of little kids that look up to those NFL guys that he was saying are quote-unquote sons of you know what?
Let's go with SOB. Let's go with SOB for the sake of the children listening out there.
Absolutely. So he's calling NFL players that don't want to stand up SOBs. And again, man, I think that this is one of those things where he is going to bring a lot of athletes together, Jeff.
I just couldn't fathom Richard Nixon or Gerald Ford, you know, calling Muhammad Ali an SOB. I just can't fathom any other American president, you know, up to and including Barack Obama, ever referring to one of his constituents, one of the citizens that he's supposed to be leading and serving, you know, as that derogatory of a name, and for that reason too. You know, I personally have some grievances with the motivation behind these protests. I think that the public eye has a difficult time consuming some of these videos. So even when it's right in front of their face, they don't understand what they're seeing. I think that I think that there's a lot of misunderstanding out there, and I think that it's led to definitely the public holding the police in general in contempt. And these are isolated incidents. We have, you know, we have tens of thousands of police departments around the country, and we have tens of incidents, which is still too many. but it's not a reflection of everybody that wears the badge. So that's the, you know, that's the genesis of my disagreement with these protests. However, I, you know, I'm to the point where I'm a little bit numb to it, you know, just as a veteran, you know, I got an initial, you know what sticker shock is when you go to the car dealership and you can't believe that car is $40,000.
Right.
At the sticker. It's kind of that same thing. There was just a sticker shock to why anybody would sit down on the flag and the anthem. And while I get it, I will say I get it, but I'll still say that I disagree with it. How, you know, that doesn't justify in any way a person in Donald Trump's position taking this position, and for what? To rile up a crowd in Alabama on a campaign rally? For, you know, and I'm trying not to get too political with this, but the entire purpose behind it was one, to rile up a crowd, and it riled up a country, and it riled up some very famous people with a very loud voice and a very firm platform, being the National Football League, being the NBA, and they can get it out there so quickly because of social media. So, absolutely disgusting. You know, any grievance I had with these guys kneeling on the anthem, and we saw it in London, you know, and they actually stood up for God Save the Queen after, after taking the knee for the Star Spangled Banner. Jacksonville's owner, Jacksonville's owner, who gave $1 million to Trump's inauguration fund, and, you know, arm in arm with his players on the sideline. That's something you never see. So, I think that the acts of solidarity are going to continue throughout the NFL week. And the entire season, and really throughout the entire Trump presidency, however long that ends up being.
Well, and we also had our first Major League Baseball player do this as well yesterday. I forget the kid's name, but
Bruce Maxwell.
Yeah, part of the Oakland A's. You're right. Look, bottom line is, you know what, man? I'm totally with you. I'm not all about the protests. However, like you said, more than a dozen players knelt during the national anthem for Sunday's game between the Ravens and the Jags at Wembley Stadium. It's believed to be in protest of President Donald Trump's recent comments on protests during the anthem. Look, man, this guy, I'm sorry, but this guy has really figured out a way to further try to divide us and us as
you know what else it is. Hey, God, yeah. And I hate getting so darn political because I'm not a qualified head on this. I'm just a private citizen that votes and feels certain ways, you know, one way or the other. But I'm looking at Capitol Hill. I'm looking at why he's creating this diversion, because that's all I believe it to be.
There you go. And that's a great call. There's something big that's about to hit, something big that's about to drop, as we all know. This is one of the major deals in the media where you try to deflect attention somewhere else because something big is about to happen. And I don't exactly know what that's going to be. Either does Jeff, but I agree with you, man. The philosophy behind what you're saying, I agree 100% with.
All right, let me ask you something. We brought up that game at Wembley Stadium in London.
Yeah.
Not exactly the first half that we thought we were going to see from these two teams, given how dominant Baltimore has been throughout the short length of the season thus far.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Baltimore getting blanked right now, 23-0, and very, very weird. They're not able to move the ball. It's been something that is completely different than what we've seen, like you're saying, from the Ravens thus far. With that being said, they do have just about a whole second half to get themselves back in the game. And for some weird reason, those games in Wembley Stadium seem to be awfully interesting. So pay attention. The second half could very well be interesting and could very well have some good play. But with that being said, man, everyone's talking about Blake Bortles and how bad he is. The guy has a pretty solid first half, a couple touchdowns, a couple hundred yards, or a little bit more. On the other hand, Joe Flacco, man, just abysmal, just a terrible first half. 8 yards, 4 of 13, passing the ball, no running game whatsoever. Just completely, their systems have got to be completely thrown off, Jeff, when you think about making that trip to London, and Baltimore, like you said. there is one thing that they have going on. A lot of injuries are starting to build up on them, that offensive line. So ultimately, as we all know, we've seen injuries play a huge part in what happens to NFL football teams. But this is a shocker, to say the least, man.
They kind of look like they didn't want to be there. You know, they might be distracted. That they come from with all of this that's going on that we've been talking about for the beginning of the show here anyway. And I think that it's possible that Baltimore is just the beneficiaries of playing Cleveland and Cincinnati, who have not proven themselves to be very good football teams again through two games.
Could be the case. No, that's absolutely true. I mean, you are only as good as the teams that you play against. And you can only play the teams that the schedule has for you. So ultimately, you've got to win those games that you're supposed to win. And then games like this, I'm surprised. I'll be honest with you, man. This is a big shock to me, at least thus far. Like I said, still some time left in this football game, so nothing over yet. But right now, they are definitely putting themselves in a position where they're going to have to continue to battle throughout this whole game. Hey, I want to get back to one thing with Trump and everything. And like I said, look, the bottom line is what he's doing here is now he's brought awareness to all the athletes all over the world. And don't be surprised if athletes all over the world unite, man. That's all I can say. And I think that, you know, like you said, this is just one of many things that I think we're going to see throughout the day with NFL football. And like I said, yesterday we had our first Major League Baseball player get involved in the action as well. So it's never been done there before. And I think that that's a huge statement that was just made. So ultimately, man, the divide that's going on, we will write this. You know why? Because we're too damn smart. We're too damn strong not to be able to figure this out, Jeff. And Americans always come together at times that are very, very tough. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so keep it close. We're going to be back on the other side, and we'll get more into what's going on with the real sports world and maybe even some college football, because it was an interesting day in college football on Saturday. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. The weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back in just a few.
Second and six. Flacco again. Right, fires, caught. Touchdown. It's Javaris Allen.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by WarranTech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance.
price. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I better use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just, like, I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
All right, everybody. I guarantee you there is no problem as well, but there are problems with what the president of the United States is doing all the time, and with the tweets and everything. People, we'd love to hear from you, thoughts and opinions. They're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Jeff, again, we will take thoughts. We'll take opinions about what the president has said and what he's done in recent times to athletes. And again, athletes all over the globe are going to unite. I guarantee it. We've already seen a little bit of it, like you said, with the Baltimore Ravens taking knees before the football game this morning in Wembley and then standing for the national anthem of England, man. I think that speaks volumes when you really think about it as to where us Americans are overall, in general, with the political scene that we're seeing right now in America. But getting back to sports, that like what we like to cover, college football, brother, very interesting stuff. What we saw on the gridiron on Saturday, you know, top teams were taking care of business, as we know, but ultimately there was some interesting play. Iowa played Penn State very closely. Cal played USC pretty well for most of that game. TCU brought it to Oklahoma State, and I think a lot of people were really waiting to see if Oklahoma State was for real, and we found out that they're not necessarily for real. But biggest takes for you, Georgia as well, man, a statement game for them, as we all know. But biggest takes from you from the football action that you saw on Saturday.
Well, I think that the Big 12 is not as predictable as we thought it was with Oklahoma State going down. Baylor put on gave Oklahoma all they could handle. That game had letdown written all over it for Oklahoma. And yeah, it was a little bit of a letdown, but they didn't let them get away with it. Syracuse, man, Syracuse gave LSU a ride. I don't think that LSU is anything near what we've believed them to be in the past. Alabama keeps on. Iowa State keeps on keeping on. I think that both teams on the football field in Iowa City are very, very good football teams. I think that this imbalance that once existed or was once perceived to exist, at least as it pertains to the SEC versus the rest of football, if not the SEC versus the Big Ten, I think that gap is very closed. I think that there are probably 5 or 6 teams in the Big Ten that would give everybody, maybe short of Alabama and the SEC, at least a competitive game, if not a game that the SEC team would lose in that case.
Yeah, San Diego State, another victory on the road for them, beating Air Force. Arizona State does beat Oregon at home, 37-35.
How was that game, Dorf? Because, you know, I'm going a little bit of our old colleague here on the DirecTV rant, but I still can't watch the Sun Devils. In a game against the Oregon Ducks in prime time, I can't watch that because I chose Sunday Ticket over, you know, a cable system that's going to offer me the Pac-12 network. Larry Scott, man, get it together. Give us your games.
Yeah, look, man, bottom line is A-State came out, played really well in that first quarter. We're up 17-7. Second quarter was pretty sluggish and pretty slow. Oregon was able to muster up a touchdown there. The third quarter is when the fireworks came about. Both teams were able to get out there and score a couple touchdowns. A-State winds up with two field goals in the fourth quarter. And I'll tell you what, this young freshman kicker that they have was also heavily recruited by Alabama. So you know that this kid is good. A local kid, I believe his name is Brandon Ruiz. And in general, man, important kicks, man. You know, we talk about that part of the football game, and it came into play for the Arizona State Sun Devils. N'Keeley Harry, wow, man. Talk about a kid that's got an opportunity at the next level, Jeff. Seven receptions, 170 yards. One touchdown. Manny Wilkins, man, he's been impressive all season long, if you ask me. A lot of times he's got to run for his life, but when he does make the right decision, he makes really good, solid decisions. 24 of 39, 347 yards, a touchdown. Just all around played pretty well in general, managing the football game, and then obviously getting a very important win for Todd Graham, who you and I both know the seat is pretty hot, beyond hot, man. You can almost not sit in that seat because it's so damn hot. But truth be told, A-State took care of business at home, beating Oregon, a team that I think was too highly rated. In general, I think the Pac-12 is very highly rated, and we always see it in the beginning of the season, and then cooler heads prevail, and they come down to earth and realize that they're not a bunch of top 25 teams, brother.
Okay, a lot to take in there. I think that Stanford's a good football team despite their record, but going back to Arizona State, you mentioned N'Keal Harry, Manny Wilkins, the quarterback, Todd Graham, the coach. Basically, I think that he's on a week-to-week deal at this point. I think that they will fire him mid-season if they don't see the direction changing. I'm not sure. You know, I think if they lose that game that we might be talking about the next head coach at Arizona State already. Why are you throwing the football on third down when Oregon has one timeout left and they're going to need points and you're at midfield, so you know your punt's going to give you decent field position? And it did. They pinned them in, you know, they pinned them at their own 10 and gave the Oregon offense like 46 seconds to work with. That could have been significantly less time, and they could have, you know, they could have forced them to play that game without their timeouts, taking away the middle of the field short of the first down markers. I thought that the game was poorly managed, and this is just reading about it. This isn't with eyeballs on the game. This is just kind of trying to follow the play-by-play on the GameCast, just so I know, you know, if Arizona beats Oregon for the first time since Andrew Walter beat them in Eugene in 2004.
Look, man, here's the deal. They had no timeouts, so Oregon had to use or you know, waste all of their timeouts.
They had a timeout on that final drive, though.
Right. But I'm saying they blew two of their timeouts. They did have the one timeout left, but it was helter-skelter, man. And ultimately, I really never felt like A-State was going to lose that game once they were put in that position. So ultimately, I hear what you're saying, but it never really got that close in the sense of that last drive by Oregon. They were rushed. They were disoriented. They didn't look good on that last drive. And with that being said, man, I know that they gave up 35 points, but A-State's defense did show up when it needed to. They did make plays when they needed to. And then ultimately, like I said, Brandon Ruiz, the kicker, came in and saved the day for them, man. Two important field goals in the fourth quarter, which was enough to get them past. San Diego State, bro, Rashad Penny, Elijah Penny's younger brother, is this kid dangerously close to being a top candidate for the Heisman Trophy this year, or what?
I think it's going to be really tough. I mean, San Diego State loses a game, they fall off the radar. You know, you start looking at some of their Mountain West opponents, and you're not seeing what you want to see from like Hawaii or Wyoming. Yeah. I think that's really gonna hurt the cause. What they need is a second competitor in that Mountain West conference. After watching Boise State the other night, I don't think it's them. I mean, Virginia, you know, all due respect to Virginia, but Boise State has no business getting beat like that. Arizona, Utah, that's another game that didn't get enough butts in the seats, but it ended up being a really good game that comes down to the final drive. And you talk about Arizona State's kicker, Kentucky's kicker can't get it done, and Kentucky and Stoops just completely fall apart in the Commonwealth against the visiting Florida Gators. They had that game in control and let it go in the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you were talking about control Oklahoma, not necessarily being in control of that game. And, you know, it was an interesting game. Baylor had nothing to lose. We know that. And in general, it's the pack. The Big 12 is an interesting division when you talk about college football. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. I know we're up against it. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day Super Sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Stafford.
flushed from the pocket, showing that running ability that John talked about before the game, and he slides down with a first down at the 24-yard line of New York.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, getting you through 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so Matt Stafford had a little success, as we all know, against the New York football Giants. Giants are definitely up against it, man. And they were going to do some different things with offensive play calling, but I guess they've decided not to go that direction. Interesting, and we will get into that, obviously, about some of the teams that are struggling out of the gate and some of the teams that got out of the gate probably a little bit better than we thought they would, and we'll see, we'll predict their futures potentially here on the program. But we are going to go out to the phones. We have a caller at 1-800-878-7529. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, you got the Dorf Man, you got Jeff Rich. What's on your mind today?
This isn't just Mitch in Santa Monica. This is Mitch in Berkeley after the Cal-Berkeley game. I'm sitting here going, scratching my head, going, Dustin Wilcox, what? Did the Badgers not teach you anything? I mean, come on now, buddy. There's no way Barry Alvarez goes for it on 4th and 4 and the 42, a tie ball game when you got the 5th-ranked team on the ropes. They're reeling. They go for it. They give them the ball. Cal, USC goes down. Kicks the field goal. Next thing you know, kickoff, penalty, 1 yard, interception. Basically, the whole offensive line collapses and the game's over. Sure, Andy, you're going to say 6 turnovers. I get it. And Bowers, by the end, is going out of his freaking skull because he's getting hit from all over the place. But my God, Justin Wilcox, come on, man. You can't do that. You cannot do that. You had USC reeling. You had them reeling. And by the way, the run game was going nuts in the first quarter. We're sitting there going like, my God, these guys are bouncing off tackles left and right. He bans this complete run game in the second half and goes to the pass, which puts this quarterback into the total jeopardy, and the line's like collapsing. And we thought we were witnessing something of greatness, and then it ended up just being a calamity.
So anyway, yeah, no, I know.
I know you listeners aren't into big Cal football. And honestly, I wasn't either until about, 4 months ago. But I'm on the bandwagon, buddy, and it was fun.
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
USC has this, and this goes back to Pete Carroll. So, some of it's just coincidental because you're dealing with different programs these days. But after big wins, USC is always susceptible to that letdown. I remember that, they crush Ohio State at home, and then they go up to Corvallis like 10 days later to play a Thursday night football game, and Jaquizz Rodgers just runs all over them. I mean, they've had those early season Pac-10 letdowns after big wins. I think if you look back at some of their wins over Stanford, the next week they're going to lay an egg against Oregon or maybe against Arizona. So, USC, I'm impressed that they came to play once again. Cal is a legitimate football team. I wouldn't say a power, but I think that they're a legitimate football team in the Pac-12, and they've come a long way from Jared Goff's freshman year, where Sonny Dykes led them to 1 win over an FCS team.
Let me add this to that. Look, Bowers, at the end of the day, I think the kid does have some serious potential, but got to learn to throw the ball away at times, number one. And sometimes you just got to eat it as well. But like you said, Mitch, yes, I'm going to be critical on the mistakes that Cal made because there were just too many mistakes. And when you're playing a team like USC that does have the ability to take advantage of those types of inabilities by Cal, then you know what? You're going to have yourselves a little bit of trouble. And I agree with you, man. I thought for a while we were watching something that was going to be pretty crazy, but ultimately those mistakes just completely did Cal in one after another, to be honest with you. And the fact that they, were able to hang in there to a certain degree with all those mistakes that they made, does speak volumes about Cal and the future of that program. So I do think Cal will be okay, and I like this Bowers kid, man. What else is on your mind today, Mitch?
Well, the other thing is the mistakes came from coaching. I mean, that completely changed it, and that's what's so surprising. I mean, you take chances, and if you're the underdog, you've got to take chances, but you've got to know when to pick and choose the ones at the right moments. And he was taking some really good chances at the right time, some fourth and ones, and powering it through. But you don't give a team, no matter if it's the USC or whoever it is you're playing up against, half a field to work. You're going to get killed every time.
Since you brought that up, Jeff, you had a question that you posed to me last night about when teams are down 15 points or something along those lines, when do you go for the two-point conversion? Is that correct?
Well, and this relates to, San Francisco and the Rams on Thursday night. Hoyer leads the comeback. They're down 41-26, and they're down 15. So you got to choose where you're going to, whether you're going to go for the two and know whether you need two more scores, or whether you just kick the extra point, go down eight, and save that two-point conversion for the end. I know where I stand on it. I'm curious where you and Mitch do stand on it.
You got to keep yourself in the game as much as possible, and to waste. I think if the 2 point takes you out, and then now you got to have three scores instead of two scores, you don't go for it at that point. You go for it at the end. You wait for the onside kick at the end. You don't start doing all that stuff. Like I said, you got to keep yourself in the game. You don't take yourself out of the game, and that's exactly what Wilcox did yesterday. On a fourth down at the 50 with four to go, you don't take yourself out of the game. You got to know when to take those chances, and you take them when they're most opportune. Where you have to look at the risk factor, and you got to just keep yourself in the ball game. So that's
he's this great defensive coordinator. He's been a great defensive coordinator all over the Pac-12. Mitch, having seen what you've seen from Justin Wilcox so far, do you feel that he's a guy that might not make the translation from defensive football coach to football coach, understanding the whole game and the game situations as they play out?
Well, I think you bring up a big point because Cal's been playing behind all three games coming up, leading up to this one. And this one, they go out to a lead, and they keep toe-to-toe until that point. So, I think he's going to learn from it. I think this was their best game up to a certain point where then, literally, you make one little mistake in a football game like that, and boom, next thing you know, you're down 20 points. You're fighting back. And then you're fighting back. I mean, you can't do that. The same thing like in boxing, the underdog, wheel, throw punches, do something, you got to pick your points. You make one little mistake, bam, you're on your butt. You're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah, no, good point.
If you're a pitcher in the major league, the difference between good pitchers and great pitchers? It's about 3 inches. Whether their ball moves an extra 3 inches in or out of the strike zone. That's it. If you leave that ball in 3 inches, goodbye, it's yard. If you can be able to move your curveball about three more inches to paint the back corner instead of the front of the plate, it's completely different. I mean, it's such a minute difference in a lot of this, in whatever sport you're looking at, and when you look at elite programs, it's just that little bit, especially to the underdogs, you can't put yourself in a position to lose.
They said that in Bull Durham, the difference between being a 250 hitter at AAA and a 300 hitter and getting the call up is a hit a week. It's a seeing eye signal getting through, that kind of thing. So, I think that your point's definitely been made. I completely agree with you for saving that do or die play for the end. You only play it at the end. You don't chase the points early.
Yeah, and let me add this to that as well. Look, the bottom line is we all know that every game, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, hockey, whatever it is, man, we always talk about it, and we're seeing it more and more with what we're talking about in this conversation right now. Every game is a game of inches. So ultimately, college football is no different. It's a game of inches. Let me just throw this out there as well, and I'm going to answer that question real quickly. I think the element of surprise is something that is lost to a big degree when you're talking about football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is, man. The element of surprise is taken out, and everybody does things very predictably, and it's easy to call. So ultimately, I think he was trying to be unpredictable, but sometimes when you're trying to be unpredictable, it's going to backfire on you. And again, man, I question a lot of what I see in college football at times by coaches making crazy decisions to go for it on certain plays. Go ahead. Ask that question, Jeff. Go right ahead.
Hey, you know, I was watching the Stanford-UCLA game, and there were a couple targeting calls on Stanford, and it was funny because they pan over to the UCLA sideline, and Jim Mora is disgusted with these targeting calls. He's like, that's just awful. You know, even though he was going to be the beneficiary of 15 yards, plus one of Stanford's better defensive players being dismissed from the game, I think that ejection rule is a little overzealous with that, and I think that we're just so protective, and I understand that safety comes first, but some of these targeting calls, and you know, a lot of them are being overturned, but some of them are just ridiculous for being flagged in the first place.
Mitch, what do you think?
Well, to be honest, I was out to dinner during that game trying to figure out what happened, so I can't cover it. The game. It was a long day. It was a long day. It was a great day. Pre-game band, Cal band was killing it. The Trojan band was there. By the way, they're obnoxious. All right, listen, I know this is a little sidebar, and it's not sports. I forever wanted to be a tuba player in the Trojan marching band. And at the end of the game, Cal band comes on, and they're doing their post game, and they're doing the alma mater. And Trojan band is up in the stands, it's just blaring away at their fans. Total disrespect, much like their program, of not allowing the Cal band to play the university's alma mater. It's kind of like what Jeff said earlier about this egotistical, you know, manner which they may have come out with letdown, you know, after a game. The attitude of USC is really, really bummed me out. So, you know what? Lose on, Trojan. I'm sick of you.
Hey, let me ask you this real quickly, and then we'll let you run because we're up against it. You're a Miami fan. They're 2-0 on the season right now, top 15 in the country. Is Miami back, bro, or what?
Well, they're 2-0 because they didn't play Florida State because the game was hurricane out. So
okay.
The jury's still out on they haven't played anybody yet. Let's wait. Hey, as far as I'm concerned, great. But yeah, right now I think the 15th ranking is a gift for my Canes. I'm very honest about my Canes. Let's see what would have happened if they would have played the Seminoles. But that game's
all right.
Delayed, so we really can't get a good fix on them. You know what?
Toledo took it to him for a minute there.
What's that?
Toledo took it to him for a minute there, but the final score is all that matters with the Canes.
Yeah, hey Mitch, we're up against it. We got to let you run, but I really appreciate your time, my friend, and always keep calling us on Sundays. We love hearing from you in Santa Monica.
Go Packers, man! Make it a great Packer day. Have a great day.
I'm with you on that one, my friend.
I'm in Berkeley, kids. I'm in Berkeley today. Come on, I made the roadie.
We love it, man. Mitch in Santa Monica. He's in Berkeley. He's all over the place. He's a big sports fanatic. If you can't tell, Jeff, the guy absolutely loves sports. He'll go to any measure to find himself at a big ball game. So we like that kind of person, to be honest with you, man. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, @DorfOnline, and then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Man, oh man, dude, an hour has absolutely flown by. We're going to be back, obviously, on the other side to wrap this thing up, but thoughts and opinions, people, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. We want to hear from you. That's the whole idea here. It's sports radio. It should be interactive. It should be a conversation from us to you at 1-800-878-7529. Jeff, we are going to step aside. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause, and then you and I will be back to wrap up hour number one. So keep it close, everybody. And yes, man, amazing score right now with the Jacksonville Jags and the Baltimore Ravens, 44-0 at this point in time, and it's absolutely mind-boggling. I thought that this was going to be a weird game, but this is weird in a whole completely different way. Anyways, got to take a quick pause. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports shot. With Andy and Jeff.
Now and again there.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're always encouraged. They're always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. And then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I don't know about you, brother, but hour number two, I think we get hunkered down. We get locked and loaded. We talk a little baseball because we neglected that. My Milwaukee Brewers, brother, they're sticking around. They, for some weird reason, Colorado can't seem to play well enough to get rid of the Brewers. And for that matter, the Brewers can't seem to play well enough to get themselves on top of the Rockies. Just play the Cubs, man, because the truth is that like every game they play goes to extra innings, and you never know who's going to wind up winning, but it's always a crapshoot, to be honest with you. But we'll get into some baseball, Jeff. We'll get into the NFL pretty heavily, so hopefully you're ready for that for hour number two.
Yeah, Brewers and Cubs have owned national television over the weekend. It's the new Yankees-Red Sox, right? No, I'm looking forward to talking to Major League Baseball because it is a very important time, despite how important the NFL and college football always are at this time of year.
Yeah, and then the new your guys, the Indians, man, holy cow, they're right there. They got a chance for the best record in all of Major League Baseball with not many games left, so there is still some things to figure out as far as Major League Baseball goes. We'll get into that, obviously, on the other side. But before that, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause, and then we'll be back in just a little bit. So keep it close, everybody. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back in just a few.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump sending a message to North Korea's foreign minister, who told the UN General Assembly this weekend that a missile strike on the American mainland is, quote, inevitable. Trump tweeting late Saturday that he heard the official speech and that if it echoes the thoughts of, quote, Little Rocket Man, they won't be around much longer. Little Rocket Man is a reference to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Trump's also responding to the testing of a ballistic missile by Iran. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Trump took to Twitter to say Iran tested a ballistic missile capable of reaching Israel, adding, "Not much of an agreement we have." Iran's state-run broadcaster says Iran released footage of a successful test launch of the missile a few hours after it was unveiled during a military parade Saturday in Tehran.
The Iranian president saying his nation does not have to ask anyone's permission to defend itself. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Free Speech Week at UC Berkeley being silenced as organizers of the alt-right event that was supposed to begin today have told the university it's being canceled. They accuse UC Berkeley of trying to interfere with Free Speech Week and making it difficult to accommodate speakers and meet deadlines. First Lady Melania Trump back home after making her first solo visit to another country as First Lady, leading the U.S. delegation to the Invictus Games in Toronto yesterday, where she met with members of the U.S. team taking part in the Paralympic-style games for service members.
I learned that Invictus means unconquered and pays tribute to your fighting spirit. You have given so much for your country. You truly are our heroes.
Mrs. Trump also meeting with the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Britain's Prince Harry, who founded the Games back in 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
The NBA champs are not heading to the White House. USA Radio's Tim Berg has that story.
On Friday, point guard Steph Curry said he would vote no if it came to visiting the White House. He explains why.
We don't stand for basically what our president has, the things that he said and the things that he hasn't said.
In an early morning tweet today, the president did say that the Golden State Warriors are not welcome at the White House to celebrate their 2017 NBA championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
As fall begins, many Americans are already suffering from their annual autumn allergies. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Dr. Leanne Oswald at the Roseman University of Health Science says allergy sufferers have a tough time at this time of year.
And September, which we're in right now, sees a spike of 64% of allergy sufferers having those symptoms occur.
But the doctor says allergy sufferers these days also have a wide range of over-the-counter treatments they can choose from, as well as prescription meds.
Antihistamines, which can kind of help to make you sleepy or can help to not make you sleepy. There's two groups there. We have nasal corticosteroids, which are often used as sprays that can help relieve congestion. We have decongestants that can also help with pressure.
I'm Chris Barnes.
And there is a new breakthrough in HIV research. Scientists have developed a new antibody that attacks 99% of all HIV strains. Human trials of the new antibody will start in 2018. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on Twitter. He's by Jeff Rich. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so much happening in the sports world. Football going on already, NFL style. Jags all over the Ravens, 44-0 at this point. A big trade in the NBA. Carmelo now in Oklahoma City Thunder. Major League Baseball in full throttle. Obviously, a ton of things going on in college football. Major League Baseball. Jeff, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm able to watch the world of sports. I realize that the news spectrum has kind of stepped into our lane. You know, I know a lot of reporters and media people get a lot of crap for not sticking to sports, but sports is not stuck to sports.
No, exactly, man. And obviously, Donald Trump gets in there with the athletes. And again, I think that that's a foolish move on his part because, as we know, sports are something that people like to get away from everything that's going on in the world. And for some weird reason or another, the two are always being intertwined. And with this one, I think this is a really bad move on his part. Anyways, we're just getting warmed up. A lot to talk about in the sports world. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. The weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, a lot going on in the sports world. Thoughts and opinions? They're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Amazing what's going on in Wembley Stadium. The Jags just absolutely all over the Ravens, 44-0, which is the first game of a long day in the NFL. We're going to get to some NFL talk, but we have neglected the Carmelo Anthony to the Oklahoma City deal, which took place. And ultimately, I think, again, I'm going to give praise to the Oklahoma City Thunder and their brass. Ultimately, they have been a team that nobody was really looking at as a team that was going to be a player. When they lost Kevin Durant, I think people were like, this team can probably pack it up and go home. They're done. They're finished. They took a completely different approach, Jeff, and they said, you know what? We lost one superstar. We're going to continue trying to build for Russell Westbrook, and we're going to bring other players in here. Got Paul George in there, which I think the two of those guys together, very good combination. I think they're going to complement each other very well. Now you bring Carmelo Anthony in here. Obviously, you pick up that contract. So I'm wondering how they're going to be able to keep everybody happy there that they have to. But that's for down the road. That's a different conversation. Ultimately, right now, the New York Knickerbockers did what they needed to do. They dumped a lot of salary. And the Oklahoma City Thunder did what they kind of think they need to do, which is keep themselves relevant in a very tough Western Conference, Jeff.
I wonder if it makes them competitive with Golden State. I think that that's what all of these moves are about, even with the Cavs and sure, the Celtics in the East, is can you keep up with the Joneses, and the Joneses in this case being the Golden State Warriors. It's interesting because you got three ball dominant players. I think that there's more of a chance that CP3 makes it work with Harden than this combo is going to make it work. But I think that Russell Westbrook's a pretty good teammate. I know that he's had to take over games, and you look around, and it's Russ and four other guys on the floor, and it doesn't really matter what their names are because Russ has to control the game. He's got to learn to play with Paul George, and now you bring this third element in. I think that there are challenges, but I think it's somewhat of an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, I mean, look, interesting move from the Oklahoma City Thunder. They want to stay relevant. They want to stay competitive. They want to keep Russell Westbrook happy. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on, man. And I agree with you. Everybody's reacting now to that Golden State Warrior team. How do you make yourself relevant? How do you keep yourself competitive with a team like that? And the only way to do it, Jeff, is obviously you got to bring in players. You got to bring in stars. You got to bring in studs. You got to bring in firepower. They did that. My question would be is, how are they going to be on defense? Russell Westbrook can play defense. I'm not questioning him at all. I think Paul George can play pretty solid defense. Melo, we know, is a ball stopper. With that being said, he's going to have to get up and down the floor, man. I think that he is the one that's going to have to change the most. Russell Westbrook, you know what that guy's going to give you night in and night out. Energy, effort, the will, the desire to win at all costs, to do whatever he's got to do for his team, right? So Melo is going to have to figure out a way to fit in to what he's already built there. And that I'm talking about Russell Westbrook. And to a certain degree, PG-13 is also going to have to fit in a little bit. So this is Russell Westbrook's team. They just helped him get a couple of guys that can go out there and obviously make them a little bit more relevant in a really tough Western Conference. I don't think it gets them over the hump. I don't think Houston's over the hump either. But ultimately, will they bang up a Golden State Warrior team to a certain degree and make it so that the Cleveland Cavaliers or whoever else gets out of the Eastern Conference has a better chance to win a NBA championship?
You know, it's funny because I think that Oklahoma City, what they're doing here, and, you know, and Scott Brooks couldn't make it work, maybe Billy Donovan can, is I think that they're trying to come as close as they could to recreating what they had with Russ, KD, and James Harden. You know, you replace KD with Melo, you replace you replace Harden with Paul George, and you know, let's see how it works. It's going to take them a while to gel. I don't think that we're going to get a true idea of what the Oklahoma City Thunder are, especially given how late, you know, how close to the season this trade occurred. So, you get this team that we haven't really seen play together before. Granted, some of these guys played together in the Olympics and whatnot, and they all work out together. But for the team to gel, it's going to take a few months. And I think that Golden State has that luxury as well to gel with whatever their new roster is going into the 17-18 season.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think it's going to be relatively easy for the Golden State Warriors. I mean, let's be honest. They pretty much have everybody back. So ultimately, I think it's interesting. What did you make of Donald Trump, you know, talking about Steph Curry and you know, uninviting the guy? Like, what is that all about? And basically, the truth is didn't the Golden State Warriors decline the invitation anyways? So what's the deal, man? Like, why does he always feel like he needs to get the last word, or he had the first word, or whatever it is? Because ultimately, I just think that the Golden State Warriors blew this thing off from the get.
The short answer is that Donald Trump is a child. And you could call and you could argue with me all day about that. 1-800-878-7529. But you're right. They proactively declined this invitation. And I thought that they did it pretty much in the wake of their Game 5 win over the Cavaliers to clinch their second title in 3 years. I thought that, this was clearly stated. And, you know, I think that Adam Silver did want Golden State to work this out. And if you see from his quotes after the fact, he wanted them to go to the White House because he thought it was important that if they have issues with what's going on there, that they, you know, they get that platform to do so. But he certainly understands and supports it. I support the whole go if you want to, don't go, you know, if you don't care to. If you make a team decision not to go, I think that it looks better than what happened with the New England Patriots, where a lot of their guys opted not to go. You know, Tom Brady probably not for political purposes, but the rest of them clearly stated that it was for political purposes. At the end of the day, I don't care. I don't think it's any skin off of the Warriors' back. You know, they said that they're going to try to do something else in D.C. You know, I saw it suggested on social media that maybe they go stand on the front porch at Obama's and take a picture with him holding up a 17 Golden State jersey to signify their title. But at the end of the day, does it really matter that much?
Well, here's where it matters is that it was something that was kind of cool to do, right, with past presidents. And obviously with President Obama, it was very cool to do. He was just so in touch, and he was a guy that could relate to anybody. And I think that that's what we're seeing here more so than anything, at least in my humble opinion, is the fact that this guy relates to nobody besides himself. I'm sorry, but that's just the way that I feel. That's the way that I'm seeing things. And I think that's the way that a lot of the world is seeing things. And that's why you're having this huge divide. And that's why you're going to have a huge coming together by all these athletes. The Golden State Warriors can do what they want. Anybody can do what they want. We all know that. And I just think it's, like you said, childish for the president to feel like he's got to get the last word in about this, or his word holds more weight than what the Warriors does. Because ultimately, man, I'm sorry, but they're laughing at him. Steph Curry's laughing at him, and he's not laughing. I think that's what really you need to take away from this, is that he's not laughing about it. He's upset about it. And these athletes, they could care less, man. But I do think that they could care a little bit about the fact that he's just – Not how they want to be represented, not how people, in this world want to be represented by this guy. And I think it speaks volumes, Jeff. I really do.
Well, you know, we all talk about the divide that's been created by Trump. And, you know, you're going to have some people that would think that Obama created a little bit of a divide as well. But, for all the divide that's been happening, Trump managed to unite the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers, who have been bitter rivals for at least the last 2.5 years, because LeBron claps back at the president and he just says, you bum. He already said he didn't want to go. What are you doing here? And then Steph Curry comes out today and says that it was bold for LeBron to stand up, knowing the criticism that he was going to take from, again, some, and some in Washington. So it's childish. I don't think that the NBA has it in their best interest to continue to pay attention to all the noise.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, bro. It's terrible that we always have to mix politics and sports, but we do. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to be back on the other side. We're going to continue rapping about sports, and I think we'll get pretty knee-deep into what's going on in the NFL. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Insurance coverage. This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Peace up, A-Town Down. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
Alrighty, people, welcome back. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. He's Jeff. I'm Andy. A lot going on, man. And I know I said before the break we're going to get into some NFL, but we're going to tease it a little bit longer, and we're going to get into that in the next segment, but we have neglected talking baseball this whole couple hours that we've been with you, at least thus far, but no longer. It cannot be done. I got to give you the skinny as to what's going on. Boston Red Sox and the Yankees both in, Cleveland in, Houston Astros in, the Nationals in, nothing decided yet in the Central, and then the Dodgers are in as well. And with that being said, Jeff, let's start with the Cleveland Indians, one game behind the Los Angeles Dodgers right now for the best record in all of Major League Baseball. With a couple few games left, it's amazing that this is still in jeopardy, to be quite honest with you, but what I've learned, and I don't know about you, but what I've learned about this season, more so than any other season as far as I'm concerned in Major League Baseball, how streaks have played a major factor, a major role in determining who winds up having the best record. And what I mean by that is it's all about timing, okay? The Dodgers were busting it up and killing people early in the season. The Cleveland Indians, well, they did it late in the season. And what I'm learning and what I'm seeing is at least in my opinion, it's probably better to be playing this well late in the season than it is to be playing really well in July, because I'm not exactly sure what to make of the Dodgers right now, whereas on the other hand, I'm very sure what to make of the Cleveland Indians. They're poised. They're ready to play postseason baseball.
Maybe the Dodgers just showed their hand. You know, I was telling you during the break, you know, the Diamondbacks had a little bit of a July swoon, and it cost them an opportunity at the division if you look at things playing out the way that they actually did. If you take away those losses, turn half of them into wins, and the Diamondbacks are right there in the thick of things. I think the Dodgers got lackadaisical. I think that when you get out to that much of a lead, you're not really competing with anything. And when you looked over to the American League, they had 10 games on Houston as far as best record than the Indians came out of nowhere. So, you know, the Dodgers, they, you know, I don't know that there's a switch that they can flip, but, you know, you would think that negative momentum would take you in a negative direction. It'd be hard to crawl out of at this juncture, as your opponents are about to get a lot better than what you're seeing on a regular basis with the San Diego Padres and the San Francisco Giants, who played 19 times apiece. Now, you know, on the flip side of that argument, you have the Diamondbacks and the Rockies, who are playoff contenders. And, you know, you played this game against the Washington Nationals that nobody cared about. Nobody got like the worst ratings ever for a nationally broadcasted weekend for, you know, between two first place teams. Yeah. But, you know, I think that there's not a lot great in the National League. I don't think that the Nationals will hang with the Dodgers if they even get out of the first round. That our organization has never won a playoff series going all the way back to Montreal. And then you throw in Dusty Baker, who, you know, he's gotten teams to the World Series. He's gotten them into big games, but he just doesn't manage good. You know, he just doesn't manage well in the playoffs. He doesn't manage his bullpen well. He doesn't manage his bench well. And, you know, I think that he doesn't manage pitch counts and defensive linemen well. I think that he's a player's manager, and that works to get you through the season, but it doesn't get you through October very well. So I think the Dodgers might be challenged mostly by the Arizona Diamondbacks. I watch the Cubs and the Brewers, and I just don't see championship caliber baseball being played between those two teams, though one, if not both of those teams, is definitely going to get into the tournament.
Yeah, no, look, not only that, I think it's obvious, you know, the Cubs, very inconsistent all season long. You know, when they've played their best, they've looked kind of like the Cubs of old, but, or at least the Cubs of last season, I should say, not necessarily the Cubs of old, because the Cubs of old haven't been all that great. But the truth of the matter is this, look, bottom line is, you're right, the Cubs and maybe even the Brewers both will wind up getting in, but I don't think that they're championship caliber. The Cubs are going to get in somewhat by default, if you ask me. Look, the Brewers, the Cardinals, they just weren't good enough. Pittsburgh, the Cincinnati Reds, pathetic. They haven't had to play a lot of good, or I shouldn't say not, they shouldn't have, they haven't had to, but the truth is they just have not played very competitive within their own division, which maybe has hurt the Cubs a little bit when you think about it, because, you know, we're pretty high on the D-backs. We're pretty high on the Colorado Rockies, because for most of the season, you know, they were pushing the Dodgers to play really good, and then obviously the Dodgers played incredible for a while and had that huge lead. And I kind of think along the same lines. You may have a good point. They got complacent because they knew they could get complacent. I guess that's really the truth. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if the Dodgers can turn that switch. They've been pretty bad as of late when you really think about it. And it's, you know, it's interesting to say that when you're talking about a team that's like 41 games over 500. But the truth of the matter is that they have their problems too, and they've come out a little bit here during their downtime. So the question I have about them is, can they turn it on at a certain point and be the Dodgers that they were in the middle of the season when they were absolutely killing people? Well, go ahead.
If you're Dave Roberts, you know, it's hard because you want to manage these games. You got to get a winning culture back in that clubhouse. Yeah. You know, last night there was a terrible decision by Yasiel Puig. You know, they lost a 2-1 game, which they scored their first run in the eighth inning. You know, they need one run to tie it. They get a base runner, and he gets caught stealing second to end the game. I think that you need to give your offense the opportunity. And I don't know if he got caught hanging on a hit and run. Didn't look like it to me, but I had college football going on other screens, so it didn't get my undivided attention. But that's a strange way to lose to your rival in a game at home when, you know, you really need to start winning games, but you don't want to overmanage it either, because you could just put your team into a frenzy. So there's got to be a balance between the priority on winning and the laid-backedness that they might have, because they know they're in. They know they're in, and they know that they're going to host that first round. It's just, do they get home field throughout the National League? You know, they should be far enough away from the Nationals, but the Indians are right there on their tail, as well as Houston.
Yeah, one game behind. Houston's a couple games behind. It'll be a little bit more challenging for them, but they're starting to play a little bit better too at this point, more healthy and everything. Let's switch over to the American League for just a few moments. Boston Red Sox are in. The Yankees are in. They're still jockeying a little bit there, but I do think that Boston is going to wind up taking that division. The Cleveland Indians are playing pretty well. And you know what? Surprisingly, man, the Minnesota Twins have put themselves, you know, a little bit above and beyond everybody else as far as the wild card race goes. And you know what, man?
You know, I look at that second wild card in the American League. It's like nobody wants it. They're all playing terrible baseball, but the Twins happen to be a few games ahead. They did not show up for their series at Yankee Stadium, and I think that we're going to see more of that on October 3rd at Yankee Stadium if the Twins keep this up.
Well, here's the point. At least they're seven games over 500. The Rangers, Royals, and Angels, they're all under 500. And for that point, look, the Minnesota Twins, small market team, I give them credit in the sense of the fact that they're able to compete with a little bit less at the in the first place.
But they had to go out and get Bartolo Colon in order to compete. And kudos to their front office because they were sellers at the deadline. Their closer is pitching for the Washington Nationals now, so they've they made the right moves and they stayed competitive enough to get into that fifth spot. So congratulations to them. But you know, it's not like anybody's going out there and earning that spot that they're going to be that hot team that you look at. Maybe they can upset the Yankees and upset a division champion. I just don't see it from that second wildcard team at all.
Yeah, but with that being said, it's sort of the same when you talk about the wildcard race for number two spot in the National League, right? The Rockies can't pull away. The Brewers can't seem to figure it out good enough or well enough to, you know, put themselves a little bit above. So they're both playing down to the level of their competition as well, and they're both playing down in general. So they're not playing great going into the postseason. That second wild card in either division, whether it's American or National League, if you ask me.
Well, yeah, and you end up rewarding that fourth spot for being a better team, and then they get into the five-game series where they have a little bit of a margin for error where you just don't have it at all. And, you know, that I see it in the National League. I don't see anybody fighting the Twins where they're, you know, where Saturday and Sunday next weekend are going to matter. I think that in the National League, you might have a team scratching and clawing, and that's going to affect who they're able to throw in that must-win game in that one-game playoff, as well as setting their rotation if should they advance from that game.
All right, so real quickly, before we take another pause for the cause and then talk about some football, what do you see, how do you see this playing out? Like, who's going to be in the World Series after really thinking about it a little bit?
I think
Cleveland Dodgers?
I think it's the Indians and the Dodgers. I think that the Diamondbacks are capable of pulling the upset and running through the National League. I think that those are your top two teams until I see something different from Dusty Baker and the Nationals organization.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. I think I'm thinking Dodgers and I'm thinking Indians, but you know what? I've been wrong before, so anything can happen if you know what I mean, and anything will happen. Look, man, on the other side, we're going to obviously talk about what's going on in the NFL, so keep it close. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. Get at us. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Again, the 0-2 pitch coming to Puig. In the air to left center field. Odubel's going back toward the fence, and he jumps, and he made the catch! What a way to end this ball game! The excitement has been back here at Citizens Bank Park for the last 3 days.
Why'd it got to be the same damn thing? Same damn song, yet everybody wants the same. Same sons of still rigging the game.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
Yeah.
No matter if I'm wrong or right.
Welcome back, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. We want thoughts. We want opinions. It's all about you interacting with us. We are for the people, by the people, and because of the people. So thoughts and opinions are encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. You can also get at us at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, @DorfOnline, all those on Twitter. And then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, we're going to go back out to the phones, Jeff. I know we got Alfred calling us. Alfred, you got the Dorf man. You got Jeff Rich. What's on your mind today? And where are you calling from, by the way?
Mesa. How you doing?
Nice. Andy? How's it going, brother? What's up?
Not a whole lot. I was just calling in to say good morning and love your guys' show. I pump it out there all the time, and I think you guys do a great job and just getting down to the people level, if you would like to call it that. But
absolutely, man. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Oh, no, real quick, just like the NFL, like my Cardinals, what do you think about that O-line and Palmer going into Monday Night Football? I know he's struggling a little bit, and my opinion on that is I think that they need to get their backups in there and start playing a little bit, maybe when the game's they're far ahead or they're way behind. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
All right, so I'll take a little bit of I'll take this first, and then I'll let Jeff go at it. Look. Carson Palmer is obviously a little bit older now. To me, he's never been a guy that could go in there, and if he had to absolutely lead you down to a touchdown, that I felt totally comfortable with that. All right, so with that being said, he doesn't have the greatest wide receiver core. John Brown, very inconsistent in and out of the lineup, not able to stay healthy, and that's unfortunate. Other guys like J.J. Nelson stepped up. He did it in a major way. He was the player of the week as far as offensive goes in the NFC, and that's interesting. And we'll see how he responds to going out there and having five catches, 120 yards, and one touchdown. And one of those catches, the touchdown catch, was pretty fantastic, I'll be honest with you, because defenders' hands were all over that place. And obviously, they're going to have to do it a little bit running back by committee without DJ. So just there's a lot more pressure to put on everybody. The offensive line, you asked about that. Look, I think that they have their problems. It's an average offensive line. Guys are getting hurt there. DJ Humphreys out again, if I'm not mistaken, this week. So they've had a little bit of shuffling to do very early in the season. But that's part of the game, man. Injuries are part of the game. It's how you respond to that. And you know what? As bad as it is, they're 1-1. Seattle's 1-1. I know that the Rams are 2-1. But if that's the problem right now, that's a good problem, because I don't trust the Rams either. But with that being said, Jared Goff has sure shown me a little bit, man. He's definitely made some progress. We'll see if it continues throughout the season. But as far as the Cardinals go, I think they just have a real tough season, man. I think it's tough. You're missing DJ for 2 to 3 months. You have other guys that need to step up who haven't been able to do it thus far. Where's Fitzgerald in this offense? A lot more questions to me right now than answers. Jeff, how about you?
You know, I pretty much agree with most of what you said there. I would say that this team needs to take a play out of the or a page out of the Pete Carroll playbook. You know, when he let Dan Quinn's defense take over and they won a Super Bowl, I think that James Betcher's defense just needs to step up. They don't need to throw shutouts, but they need to keep these teams, you know, under 17, under 20 points, and give your offense a chance, because your offense isn't that good. So I think that you're playing defense to set up your offense versus the other way around, which is, I think, what the expectation is with the Carson Palmer offense. You know, Bruce Arians maybe at the end, Larry Fitzgerald probably at the end of his career. So I don't think that you're relying on your offense to win your games as much as you are your defense if you're the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, and I'd be worried about Ezekiel Elliott after a game where he only had 9 yards on 8 carries, Alfred. So, look, the Cowboys are going to come in here with a lot to prove, and the Arizona Cardinals have a lot to prove as well. So it should be a great game, man. Are you going to the game, by the way, or no?
No, I'm not going to go to the game. Unfortunately, I got to work, but I appreciate you guys' input. And just real quick, a real shout-out to a local high school team, Mesa High. They had some legends they honored on this past Friday night. And then there was a little hidden gem there at Mesa High, Chris Jackson. He went off against Basha for like 340 yards. So if anybody gets a chance to go see Mesa High, there's a great running back there. You'll be hearing
Unbelievable.
That in the future.
Great stuff. Great appreciate game. That. No, and we like following the local high school stuff here in Phoenix, Arizona. So really appreciate the call, Alfred. Would like to hear from you more, brother. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, guys. Have a good Sunday. Take care.
All right, man. Absolutely, man. Alfred, man, love the calls, love the thoughts, love the opinions from people. 1-800-878-7529. Bye-bye. Get on board. Let us know what's on your mind. Jeff, let's get through some of the games. You know what? Hell froze over, man. There's two things that happened today that I never thought would happen. First and foremost, the Jacksonville Jaguars absolutely handing it to the Baltimore Ravens. But the Cleveland Browns are a road dog favorite, man. Can you believe that? They are a road favorite, not a dog on the road. And I guess it's understandable. They're playing the Indianapolis Colts, but the Cleveland Browns are a favorite on the road, man. Has hell frozen over or what?
All right, so it was like November of 2013, December of 2020. Actually, I think it was December of 2014. They were favored on the road against the Jacksonville Jaguars and lost that game like 26-7. So, you know, maybe they haven't learned their lesson about favoring the Browns on the road. I expect a lot of money to go the Colts' way. As far as the game itself is concerned, I think it's a really big toss-up.
If you'd
Cleveland's
like to make a
call,
without please hang up and
Jamie
try again.
Collins, they're playing without Miles Garrett. So there is plenty going on to be concerned about if you're a fan of the Cleveland Browns.
Like
I think that there's a good chance that they slipped 0-3.
But
if the Colts slipped 0-3, I think it's the end of the world for them.
Absolutely, man. It's 100% the end of the world if they wind up going 0-3. And that's an interesting question, man. So some of the 0-2 teams, right? The Browns, the Colts, you've got other teams that are 0-2 as well right now, such as the Jets, such as the Giants, such as the Saints. The Bengals, they're another 0-2 team. The Chargers, another 0-2 team. So our fair share of 0-2 teams, our fair share of 2-0 teams. Who do you like as far as the 0-2 teams that could flip it around at this point? And who do you like as far as the 2-0 teams that you don't believe in right now?
Well, let's say the Baltimore Ravens, even if I'm saying it proactively. I thought that their defense was pretty good, but their offense has been hapless. And 7 points in a game that Jacksonville hangs a 44 burger on you, that speaks for itself. Don't give the Bears much of a chance against Pittsburgh. But the New Orleans Saints, I think that Carolina has kind of squeaked through. They may be playing down to the level of their opponent, but I need to see something from Carolina, even though they are playing a winless team. The New York Giants need to turn it around. I don't know what Philadelphia is just yet, and the Chargers are so close to being 2-0, but being so close to being 2-0 makes them 0-2 nonetheless. So the Jets, I'm not really feeling it there. I think that there's about three or four teams, my Browns included, that would be chasing that first pick next year regardless of who it is. So I'm looking at the Saints, I'm looking at the Chargers as teams that could get off the schneid. As far as 2-0 teams, it's tough to say. Carolina, obviously, I think that there's a little bit of doubt running with them. Those AFC West teams seem fairly solid, though.
Yeah, I agree, man. The Chiefs obviously playing well. The Broncos playing well. And I think the surprising thing about that is Trevor Siemian. I didn't think people probably did not think that this kid could keep it together the way he has offensively. C.J. Anderson brings it every single night, and that defense brings it too. The Raiders, 2-0. And I think that out of the three of those teams right now, I think the Raiders have the most problems personally, because defensively they have trouble stopping the run a little bit, and we'll just see how the Raiders are. I think there's big high expectations, and with that being said, sometimes when you have those high expectations, you don't necessarily live up to them all the time. So we'll see if the Raiders can get over the hump and continue to compete and be a team to be reckoned with a healthy Derek Carr, obviously at the most important time, which would be playoff time. Hey, let me ask you this. Eli Manning, we've seen him good. We've seen him bad. We've seen him all over the place. He's won a couple of Super Bowls, but in the other years, like I said, he can be pretty bad. It's a pretty big, important game for them against the Eagles for a couple reasons. Obviously, they're 0-2, but the Eagles 1-1, and they need a victory. This division's going to be interesting. The Cowboys 1-1. I don't think a lot has been determined yet as far as the NFC East right now. But with that being said, the Giants have been looking pretty awful thus far. Offensive line, very shaky. Running back situation is pathetic. Wide receivers are dropping balls. Guys that are all pros, they're dropping balls for Eli Manning a big time. Defensively, they're struggling as well. So how do the Giants turn it around? 0-2, can they get back into this division race?
I'm not sure they do turn it around. Can they get back in the division race? Absolutely. This is a question I threw out on Sports Overnight America this week, in which you and I will be hosting Sunday night at from 10 to midnight Pacific time. So tune in for that. Tell us what you thought of the games. As far as the Giants and Eli Manning are concerned, the question I threw out there was, you've gotten two Super Bowls out of Eli Manning, but you've gotten bad Eli Manning in a lot of the years in between. If you're a Giants fan, has he been worth it since they made the big trade on draft day in 2004?
Yeah, no, that's a good question, man. I mean, I guess people would say yes, because they've gotten two Super Bowls because of him, right? So at the end of the day, man, you'll take the bad with the good when you're talking about this, because the good is fantastic. You know what I'm saying? Super Bowl champions, that's what you want out of everybody. And that's what you get out of Eli Manning when they've had some really, really successful seasons. Hey, let me ask you this. Andy Dalton, we've talked about a struggling quarterback with Eli Manning. Andy Dalton's struggling as well, and people are really starting to question whether or not this guy's done. Marvin Lewis somehow isn't done. I don't know how, but is Andy Dalton done, in your opinion?
He might be. I mean, I don't think that it would be really out of the regular to see maybe A.J. McCarron get a start if they continue to struggle. This is a team that, they'll get Vontaze Burfict back in week 5, I believe. But that's not the guy that you bring in and he reverses the 0-2 on the just collapsing trajectory that the Bengals have been on in their losses to the Texans and the Ravens through 2 weeks, and it doesn't get any better on Sunday with the Green Bay Packers hosting them at Lambeau.
Yeah, you would think that the Packers play all right. I think Jordy Nelson's probably a go for them, so that's probably pretty important for Aaron Rodgers to have that blanket and that security. Aaron Rodgers hasn't looked great this season, I'll be honest with you. However, with that being said, just, you know, 654 yards, 3 touchdowns, 61 of 92 for the season. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back, wrap this thing up, tell you where my money's at, and then give our final takes. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back.
My the sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Final segment here. And like Jeff said, you can catch us late night tonight on Sports Overnight America, 10 p.m. till midnight Pacific time. Catch us later on tonight. But obviously, it is time to do our parting shots. Before we do that, I'm going to give you a little idea of where my money is at. I would say take the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road against the Bears, and I would say take the Broncos against the Bills today. Jeff, final take, my friend.
All right, every once in a while, there's a player that just plays with such heart, whether it's the NFL or college football. Previously, that player for me was Anquan Boldin. Watching this Saquon Barkley from Penn State put his team on his back, 28 carries, 211 yards, 12 catches, 94 yards in a game that his team won by 2 points. That is a guy that you need to be looking at for the Heisman Trophy. You don't need to give it to him yet, but keep your eye on Penn State and Saquon Barkley, probably a top five pick, a la Ezekiel Elliott in the NFL draft next April.
Yeah, speaking of the NFL, watch for these guys to see what they do on the sidelines, or maybe not even on the sidelines, as the Pittsburgh Steelers don't take the field for the national anthem. Something interesting to watch all day long as it goes on and about. And to my Milwaukee Brewers, let's go, man. Get your heads out of your you-know-whats, and let's get to the postseason. For Jeff Rich, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace, and Scott on the other side of the glass for making it all possible. We're out of here. We'll talk to you later tonight on Sports Overnight America. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.